Hey, what's good, my amazing friends? This is Sarah Amazing Grace, and you know what? Friends tell each other the truth, right? Even if it's hard to hear. God wants the best for you. He doesn't want to punish you, and we've talked about how God knows so much more about how the universe works, how eagles' wings are set to flight, how oceans keep in their borders, and it's because He made the heaven, the earth, and everything in it. If you are living outside of God's perfect plan for your life, it's time that you turn your will over to Him and let Him lead you. Ezekiel chapter 18 says, "Therefore, I will judge each of you, O people of Israel, according to your actions, says the Sovereign Lord. Repent and turn from your sins. Don't let them destroy you. Put all your rebellion behind you and find yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die? I don't want you to die, says the Sovereign Lord. Turn back and live." You might say to me, "Sarah, I've listened to your podcasts and I hear you talk about the remedy. My heart is empty. I'm searching through life for fulfillment. My heart knows that there's something missing within me and I need the remedy." My friend, the remedy you seek is Jesus. No, not the fake woke Jesus or, "Hey, my homeboy Jesus," but the Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah that came to take away your sin. Remember in the episode, Lions, Not Sheep? We talked about Jesus was the true lion of the tribe of Judah, but that He became a sheep to save us, to be the ultimate sacrifice. Do you remember that? In the book of John, John the Baptist knew exactly who Jesus really was, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Turn to Jesus and live." Sarah, how can I be saved? If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. That's out of Romans chapter 10. No, there isn't a quote-unquote sinner's prayer in the Bible, and no, there isn't a, "Hey, bow your head and repeat after me" moment. But prayer is an outward confession to God of your heart's content. If you've never prayed, right now, talk to God as if you have a direct line to Him, because through Jesus' sacrifice, you actually do. You can tell Him something like, "God, Heavenly Father, I believe Jesus is your Son. I know I am a sinner and I turn away from those things and I give my life to you. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be the way that I can come to you, the way that I can be saved. Help me follow you all of my days. Amen." If you prayed that prayer, I would love to hear from you. If you'd like a Bible and you don't have one, I would be honored to send you one. Drop me an email with your mailing info to asksarahgrace@gmail.com. That's ask Sarah with an H, G-R-A-C-E, @gmail.com. Today, though, if you have a smart device or a computer, I suggest you look up the book of John. Want to get to know who God is? Reading His Word, the Bible, is where to start, and the book of John is an awesome place. I love you, and God does too, more than you can ever know. Peace.